Good evening, Rabbi Yisrael. We welcome you to another wonderful Chumash. We're holding in Parshas Matos by Shvi in Parshas Matos, which is Revi Kashem Chuborn. Vayoyimer aleihem Moshe. Moshe said to them, "Im ta'asun es hadavar hazeh, if you do this thing," he's talking to the Bnei Gad and the Bnei Reuven, "Im teicholtzu lefnei Hashem lemelchama, if you arm yourselves before Hashem for the battle." Pasuk Chav Aleph, "Va'ovar lechem kol chalutz es hayarden lefnei Hashem, and every armed man among you shall cross the yarden before Hashem, ad hayrishu es oivav miponov, until he drives out his enemies from before him." Pasuk Chav Beis, "V'nichbisha ha'aretz lefnei Hashem, and the land shall be conquered before Hashem, ve'achar toshuvu, and then you shall return, ve'hiyisem nekim me'Hashem u'mi'Yisrael, then you should be naki from Hashem and from Klal Yisrael, and this land should be a heritage for you, lifnei Hashem, before Hashem." Pasuk of Gimel, "Vim lo yisasum kain, but if you do not do so, hinei chatosem laHashem, you will have sinned to the Ribbono shel Olam, udu chataschem, and know your sin, asher timtze eschem, that will encounter you." Pasuk of Dalet, "Benu lochem orim letapchem, build for yourself cities for your children, ugederes letzaynachem, and enclosures for your tzayin, for your flock. Vayoytzei, haytzei mipichem tasu, and what has come out of your mouth, you shall do." Zot Rashi letzaynachem, tevazu migzeres tzayne v'alofim kulam. This comes from the lashon that says in Tehillim ches ches, the word tzayne. They're all penning and cattle. She'im by aleph mafsik by nun letzadi, because it doesn't have an aleph between the nun and the tzadi. The aleph shebokan achar nun, the aleph here follows the nun. B'makim hei shel tzaynu, it's in place of the word of tzaynu. Misoyde shel Moshe Darshan lemadikin. I learned this from Misoyde of Moshe Darshan. Vayoytzim mipichem tase. Vayoytzim mipichem tasu. Like a voyev for the Ribbono shel Olam. Shekibaltem aleichem, you took upon yourselves lavor lamelchama, to cross the Yarden for war, ad kibush, until the complete conquest of the of Eretz Yisrael, v'chiluk, and its division amongst the Shvatim. Shemoish lo bikesh me'am elo v'nichbisho v'achad ashuva. All Moshe requested that the land should be conquered, and then you can return. V'im kiblu aleihem, but they took it upon themselves, ad esnachil, until Bnei Yisrael will have inherited it. Harei osifu, they added on lis akev, by taking upon themselves to delay and not to return their homes. Sheva shechilku, the 7 years that they divided the land. V'chein osu, and taka they did, they kept the word, like we see in Yeshua Perikov Beis, that it says explicitly over there that those Shvatim stayed until the land had been totally given out to the Shvatim, and that was from their commitment that they made to Moshe Rabbeinu. We saw in Sefer Yeshua Perikov Beis. Pasuk Chav Hei, "Vayoyimer b'nei God v'nei Ruvain Moshe." The b'nei God and the b'nei Ruvain said to Moshe, Leimor, saying, "Avodecha yasu kasher adoini mitzave, your servants will do as our master commands." And they kept it. V'yomer b'nei God, "Kulam kishecha," they all said it as one man together. That's why it says a lashon yachid v'yomer, rather than a lashon v'yomer, lashon rabim. Pasuk chavav tapeinu, our children, nashenu, our wives, mikneinu, our livestock, v'chol b'emteinu, and all our animals, Yiyusham will be over there, Ba'aria Gilad, in the cities of Gilad. Pasuk of Zayin, "Vavadecho yavru kol chalutz tzavu lefnei Hashem la'milchama," and your avodim, your servants, will cross over every armed person of the tzav of the army before Hashem to do battle. Kasher adoini dover, like our master speaks. Pasuk of Ches, "Vayitzav lehem Moshe," and Moshe put in charge over them, "Eisel Lozer Akoyen, Eisel Lozer Akoyen, Ves Yeshua Ben Nun, and Yeshua Ben Nun, Ves Rashi Avois Hamatis Levnei Yisrael, and the heads of the Shvatim, of the fathers of Shvatim of Yisrael." It's like Rashi, "Vayitzav lehem Kimoy Aleim," it means lehem of means over them, Shaleim Val Tanoyim, meaning over them and over their Tanai, their obligations that they undertook. Mina es elaz v'Yeshua. So he pointed the laws of Yeshua. Kamay Hashem yilochem lachem, like the word lohem is like Hashem, the lamed of lachem. Hashem will do battle for you. Like it says in Shmos Yudalid Yudalid. Pasuk Chavtes vayomer Moshe aleihem. So Moshe said to them, "Im yavru b'nei God v'nei Ruvain itchem es hayarden kol cholutz lamilcham lefnei Hashem." He said like this. Moshe said to them, "If the Bnei God and Bnei Reuven will cross over the Yarden with you, everybody armed to do battle before the Ribbono shel Olam, V'nichbasha aretz lefneichem, and the land is conquered before you. V'nisatem lehem es eretz ha-gilad l'achuzah, then you shall give them the land of Gilad as a heritage. If they taka keep tetznoi tonight, then you give them their land. That was the instructions to Elazar and Yeshua. Pasuk lamed v'imloy, this is a tonight kofel, v'imloy yavru chalutzim itchem. However, but if they do not cross over with you, armed with you, then they will take their Yerusha, their inheritance, their Nachla, among you in the land of Canaan. Meaning if they go in, they keep the Tanai, they get their land. If not, they don't get their land in Eva Yard, they have to come, they get an Eretz Yisrael. Pasuk Lamed Aleph, Vayanu v'nei God v'nei Ruvain Lamer, the b'nei God v'nei Ruvain answered, saying, Eisasher Dibra Hashem el Avodecha Kain Nasez. Hashem had spoken to your Avodim, so shall we do. Pasuk Lamed Beis, Nachnu Navor Chalutzim Lefnei Hashem, Eretz Canaan. We will cross over armed before Hashem to the land of Canaan. V'itanu Achuzas Nachlaseinu Me'eva LeYarden, and ours will be the Nachla of our Yerusha, of our inheritance across the Yarden. Meaning, we'll do that first, and then we'll get our Yerusha. So Rashi V'itanu Achuzas Nachlaseinu, and with us it means literally. What does it mean? The inheritance of our fathers. Kloimar Biyadenu, in our hand, Vishusenu, and under our control. The achuz of our Yerusha will be for us, on this side of the Yarden. Pasuk Lamed Gimel, Vayitin Lehem, so Moshe gave them, Vayitin Lehem Moshe Levnei God Velnei Ruven, so Moshe gave to the Bnei God Velnei Ruven Velachatzi, Shevet Menashe, to half of the Shevet of Menashe, Ben Yosef, the son of Yosef, Es Mamleches Sichoin Melecho Emoiri, the kingdom of Sichoin, as well as the kingdom of Oig Melech HaBoshan, Ha'oritz Li'oreo, the land with its cities, Bigvulois, in the boundaries, Ore Ha'oritz Saviv, and the cities of the surrounding land. So here it says in first in the Torah, that's what they got, Eretz Sichain and Eretz Oig. Pasuk Lamed Dalet, Vayivnu V'nei God Es Divoin V'Satoris. So the B'nei God built the cities Divoin and Atoris, V'Saroyer, as well as the cities of Aroyer. Pasuk Lamed Hey, Ves Atreis Shoifon, as well as Atreis Shoifon, Ves Yazir, as well as Yazir, V'yogboho, as well as Yogbo, they built up. Pasuk Lamed Vo, Ves Beis Nimro, and Beis Nimro, Ves Beis Horon, and Beis Horon, Ore Miftzor, fortified cities, V'gidreis Tzoyin, and enclosures for their Tzoyin, for their flock. So Rashi, Zes Soifa Pasuk, that's the end of the Pasuk, Musa V'atchilas Amilo, that goes to the beginning. Vayivnu v'nei God, the b'nei God had built, Esar Maloli, these cities, li Esari Mifsa v'gidres Tzayin, to be fortified cities and enclosures for their Tzayin. Pasuk Lamed Vav, Pasuk Lamed Zayin, Uvenei Ruuvein Banu Es Cheshbon, and the b'nei Ruuvein built the city of Cheshbon, Ves El Ole, and the city of El Ole, Ves Kir Yisayim as well, as Kir Yisayim. Pasuk Lamed Ches, Ves Nevoi, and the Nevoi, Ves Baal Ma'oin, and Baal Ma'oin, Musa Bois, Shame, V'es, Sivma, and they called them by other names instead of the names of the cities that they built, right? So they, in other words, they built Nevoi and Baal Ma'oid with altered names, which were different names it means. And they called them by the other names instead of the names of the cities that they had built. Vayikru, B'shem, Moises, Shmoisar, Mashabonu, they called them by other names instead of the cities that they had built. Zok Rashi, Ves Nevoi, Ves Baal Ma'oin, Musa Bois, Shame, Nevoyu Baal Ma'oin, Shmoisa Vaidazorahim. Nevoyu Baal Ma'oin are names of these Avaidazor. Vahayu Amoyim, Karim Areim, the Moyim who call their cities Al Shem Avaidazor, Shalom, Al name of their Avaidazor. Neruven Esei Bushmam, the Neruven altered the name, Lashem Esachem to other names. Vezeu Musa Bois Shames, that's what it means, altered Shames. Nevu Aval Ma'oin, Banu Musa Bois. They built these names, they altered it, Lashem Acher, to another name. Vesivma and Sivma, Bamu Sivma, they built Sivma, Vahish. Svam, this is Svam. Hamur Lamail, which is mentioned before in Pasuk Gimel. Pasuk Lamites. Vayelchu b'nei Machir ben Menashe Gil Odo v'il Kadua. So the children of Machir, the son of Menashe, went to Gilan and captured it. Vayoyresh Esho Emoiri Asher Bo. And they drove out the Emoirim who were in it. So Grashi v'yoyresh ketargum, you understand like the Targum v'sareich, and they drove them out, shetevas reish, the word reish, mishamesa shtei machloikas, it functions in two different ways. Lashon Yerusha, it's a lashon of inheriting, lashon hayrush, it's a lashon of expelling, driving them out. Shuteirid v'teirich, which means harassing them and driving them out, getting rid of them. Pasuk, mem, by maftir, vayiten Moshe sagilod l'mochir ben Menashe. So, Moshe gave Gilad to Machir, the son of Menashe, Vayeshev Bo, and he settled in it. Pasuk Mem Aleph, Vayoir ben Menashe, Holach, Yorah the son of Menashe went, and he captured their villages. And he called them the villages of Yoyer. Like the Targum says, Kafarnaim, their villages. And he called them the villages of Yoyer, because he didn't have any children. He called them by his name, as a memorial. He wanted to have a memory, so therefore he gave it like the Simon brings over here. It means like Hasharas Nefesh. People call cities on their names. It's a Hasharas Nefesh, a Zericha to them. Pasak, they leave something over. They leave something over in the name. Pasak Membeis, and that we finish Parshas Matos. V'noivach holach, and Noivach went. Vayilkoy des Kenos, and he captured Kenos. Ves Benoisea and her suburbs. Vayikralo Noivach Bishmoy, and he called it Noivach after his name. So from here the Chazanish brings a raya that if you give something a new name, it's called a new name. Dr. Steinman. Vayikralo Noivach Bishmoy, called it Bishmoy. I'll explain to that in a minute what that means. Let's just see Rashi. Vayikralo Noivach, and he called it Noivach. Lo Einemapeke. The letter hey of lo doesn't have a dogesh. Very easy. I've seen in the Yisrael Moshe Adashim l'fishaloi neskayim l'shem zeh, because this name did not last for it. L'fichachu rafa. That's why it's weak. Shemashma medrashay k'may lo, because that implies that means like the lashon lo. No. V'timani. But I'm worried. I'm puzzled. Rashi says my yidrosh. What's Moshe Adashim gonna darshin b'shtei teves? With the two words hadoymes lo, which are similar to law of our meaning of our pasuk. It says vayoymer lo boyas. It says in Rus. Bays Yudalid, and Bays said to her, "Livnois labayis, to build her a house." So what's he going to do with that pasuk? Livnois labayis also is in Zechariah Perikay pasuk lamid vo pasuk Yudalid. It says, "Our pasuk and the two psukim that are brought by Rashi are the only three places where psukim spells lo with a makbikay." So Rashi in Kedushin Daf Mem Tesam Bays interprets this pasuk of Zechariah as if it written Livnois labayis, meaning to build not a house with an aleph, lo with an aleph. Although his intentions were to build her a house, he never actually built one. See Rashi's second shot over there? Dibra maschil dekanami dechsiv livnois labayis, and Tosis over there, Dibra maschil livnois labayis. And with that, Rabbi, so we finish Parshas Matos. And in conclusion, I just want to mention the inyan from Rav Shteyman, this inyan of changing names. Okay, Rav Shteyman writes over here in Pasuk Membeis, it says, V'noiva cholach v'yilkeid. So he says, "Mashmer shehalach olachet ba'atzmei v'chein leil pasuk memalef." It's mashmer he went himself and captured, also like we see before, pasuk memalef. Vayikralov noivach bishmoy. He called it noivach bishmoy. Shemati shechazanish zatzal haychiach mikan. He says, "I heard from over here that chazanish was mechiach." Shechishmoisifin l'shem. When you're moisif a name, harei zeshem achel. Chazanish holds it's a different name. The noivach shekor l'mokim noivach kosef shekor bishmoy. Noivach, they called the place Noivach. He called Vayikralo Noivach Bishmoy with his name. Mashenken Yoyer, Shekora Lamokim Chavis Yoyer. But Mashenken Yoyer, who called the place Chavis Yoyer, like Kosov Bepasik Memalev, it doesn't say Vayikralo Chavis Yoyer Bishmoy. So it doesn't say called it Bishmoy. So from here, the Chazanish brings a rise, Dr. Steinman, that when you Moise of a shame, it's a Naya name. If someone's name is Yankif, and you added a name Moshe, you call him now Yankif Moshe. So he says it's a Naya name. He's not after Yankif. He's not after Moshe. It's a new Bria called Yankif Moshe. There are Cholkim. There's two reasons why you call a kid after a child after the name. It's either Kovin for the Nifter or it's Yemoyer the Shefer from his Neshama. So therefore, if that's why the Chazanish held also, you shouldn't name two people after two different people. A person after a baby after two different people, because Yemoyer, you're mixing up the Shefer. Mitzad the Kovin, you're giving the Kovin to each Nifter. But Mitzad the Shefer that comes out with each name, you're mixing up the Shefer, because Yankif had one Shefer, Moshe had a different Shefer. And you're mixing the two Ashpoyas that come down from Shemayim. Also, you could say it's also, that's not an Indian covered also, because it's a Naya Bria, it's a Naya Metzias. So the Chazanish brought the Raya, this is the Raya from our Pasuk over here, V'yikloch Noiv Bishmoy, that when he Moise B'Shem, it's a Naya name, because Noivach called the place Noivach, he didn't add anything, so it says Bishmoy, called it by his name. Shenken Yor, who called it Chavis Yor, it doesn't say Bishmoy in Pasuk Memalev. Okay, then he says, V'chem Parshas, Dvarim Gimel Yodal, Kosov V'yikro Oysam Al Shmoy. V'loi Kosov Bishmoy, it doesn't say Bishmoy, it says Al Shmoy. Kivin Shehoysev Al Shmoy, it was Moise. Then he says, "Ve'ein lahakshos mimasha kosev b'shulchan aruch even ezes similamet ches sif lamet gimel." It says, "Shemakadish ishal manas sheshmi Yosef." Someone's makadish ishal manas that is my name is Yosef, and nimtzah shmo Yosef, and his name is Yosef, v'shimoin, and his name is Shimon. Harehi mekadesh, he's mekadeshes. Ta'loi hisna sheshmo irak Yosef. He never made a tenai over there that his name is only Yosef. Ze emes shekoyin legam Yosef. The truth is, they also call him Yosef. What happened over here? Someone's Makadash Isa, I'm an Asta, my name is Yosef. And his name is Taka Yosef Shimon. Yes, he says, one second, I never, so it's Mukadesh that says in Shulchan Aruch, Ebenezer Simulam Chesef Ilam Gimel, because he never said, my name is only Yosef, my name is, and the emissary says they'll call him Yosef too, his name happens to be Yosef Shimon too, but it's
Shulchan Aruch. Was it Tanai Kofel? I have to look it up over there, I don't know. Over here, yeah, we had it, yeah, the Tanai Kofel's over here, the Makor's over here, we had. If you're going to go up, if not, you're not going to get it. Where's the Tanai Kofel over there?
So
fast can go to the Maisa.
Yes, it's not.
What you need a Tanai Kofel. Called Tanai Shane, you can deny Bnei God and Bnei Reuven. It's not. It's gone. Oh, it's that you have to be mine over there.
And when he sagt,
Yo.
Oy man, numen is nicht Yosef, er ist Gerech. Es ist Yosef Shimon.
Yeah. So he asks. Not only that, Lefidach Hazanish. Besides Felton Tanai Kofel, it's not Lefidach Hazanish. It's a naive name. Yosef Shimon is not Yosef. So you're stamashakin. You told me your name is Yosef. Yeah. Your name is really Yosef Shimon. So it's a naive name.
Yes, it's a good kedushin.
Yeah. He says Ein Lahakshis from there. He doesn't say why. It doesn't say why. Yeah. It doesn't Ein Lahakshis there, but why? Let's see what Fear says. Yeah. Let's Fear what he says. Yeah. He brings from the Chazanish. Shemati. V'hinei heim korlis ha'orim al shmom. They called these cities on their name. Shehelem zikorin. They wanted to have a remembrance. V'zem inyan ha'shoras ha'nefesh. Sha'odam roitza shilei zikorin. A person wants something left over from his nefesh. He should have a zecher in this world. Ayin sefer chasidim, right? Or a plaque. Ois tof tof shin lamed aleph. D'lefisha nishmas ha'odam ha'medaberes. Einei mesa. A person's not nishmas ha'odam that dies. That speaks never dies. Lefikach yachle machaim and a mace. Therefore, a chai thinks about a mace. Avla behema shemesa, a behema that died, ain't lo nishmas achochma. Doesn't have this nishmas achochma. Lefikach lo yachle ma adam y behema shemesa y shenishalta. Therefore, a person never is going to think about an animal that died or got shechted. Even if he's so chav of his dog, so chav on him, he's not going to dream about him. At kan devor. Vazay shtey in a sefer chasidim. Because the nishmas ha'adam is medaberes, is never dies. Therefore, a live person dreams about a dead person. But a behemoth that dies, hadnishka nishmas chachma. Therefore, a person is not going to think about it as the animal that died or got shechted. At kan devor. Zotav shteyman. Vehinei bevadai she'ef shalachleim al behemoth shemesa kemoy she'ef shalachleim al kol chayfetz doimim. Just like you could think about any chayfetz doimim, about a rock, you could dream about also about a behemoth that died. So what's the kavanah of the sefer chasidim? He's never going to think that it's like it's living. If the animal died, say you'll think it got geshochten. He shechted his animal. It got killed. But you're never going to think that it gets alive because be'etzim it's not. He says, if you call the shame ear on the name of a tzaddik, it has a kibud. And fakert, if you call it the name of a rosh, it's not going to have a kibud. It's not going to have a kibud. If to call your children on the name of someone, that's an Indian from Kovid. The Chazanish is a tzal omar, Shem Korim al Shem Tzadik. Chazanish said, if you call on the name of a tzadik, Yochei liyos mizeh, k'tzas teyelis liyelid. At kan dvorv. He says, if you call your kid on the name of a tzadik, he doesn't say, vada, you're going to have a teyelis. Yochei liyos mizeh, k'tzas teyelis liyelid. Chazanish loshim was. Ken Zayin is a little bit of teyelis for the child, which we understood all the time. The name, it's vada, it's a moedik of teyelis for the child, if you call the kid Malshem Atzadik. And fakert, if you call Malshem Rosha, then not. That's why it says koirach.
Digas
dechinuch. Yeah, digas dechinuch. Digas teyelim, the Priskrov said. We feel tverin. Tverin from the mame, and the tefillos from the tate. Right, the Chassam Sofer says, he says koirach was called, you see, Koyrach, his name is Shmokagorim. Shmokagorim. Right, the Chassam Sofer says one of the Alufei Esav was Koyrach. He says, and Koyrach Lamaisa was, you're normally not supposed to name after a Rosha. And why was he named after a Rosha? Koyrach is one of, he wasn't named after him, but he had the name of a Rosha. Maybe he wasn't named after him. But Akabon, you see what happened, Besoif, see what happened to Koyrach Vadosa. Koyrach went off. What happened, Lamaisa? Could be Ulai's because he was goofa called after the shame of a Russia. Right, because the Noman Hotashpo. So it's a pelotak of the Chazan saying, Yochalis Ktsas Tayelis for the child if you call him after Tzadik. The is a murder Tayelis. Look what happened to Koyach, they called him after a Russia.
It's our chin.
Ah, maybe it's only the Tzadara, not the Tzadar Toiv. It's a Schlecht Ashpo, but not a good Ashpo.
Oib du gave nicht a gute Chinuch.
He's saying if you don't give a good chinuch and you give a good name, so if Avram over here wants a taina, Avram Neymar will a taina though, that's not going to help. Because the chinuch, avada, the names, that's what the Chazon Ish Lachori means. It's a little teles if he's called Hashem at Tzadik, but the ik is the chinuch. Is the chinuch. Very good. Shkoyach, Avram, so it's good. Yeshakoyach. And with that, Rabbi, so we finish Parshas Matos.